If I trade it all. Welcome back, everyone. And now I have Flynn Ann Janice, and she's with Rainbow Housing. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
All right. Now, look, tell us, everybody, what you do.
All right. Rainbow Housing is a not-for-profit organization. We're a 501c3. And the mission of our organization is to provide quality, affordable housing to ethnic backgrounds, diverse ethnic backgrounds, and support them with a social service component in the communities that we represent.
All right. Now, your phone number is area code 623-889-3391. The website is rainbowhousing.org. What is your role in the organization?
I am the executive director for this national not-for-profit organization. My role is to manage the daily operations at a national level and lead the mission and the vision of the organization.
Okay, so what are some examples of the programs that Rainbow delivers through its service-enriched housing model?
The service-enriched housing model is an innovative and unique model that we created. It's unique to Rainbow. We go into multifamily communities, so residential apartment living, and we develop and deliver financial literacy programs, adult and youth education services, after-school programs, job readiness, and the goal is to create a value-based community living setting.
Now, what are you looking for in terms of how the audience can help you in any way? Are you looking for donations? What are you looking for?
Yeah, we're always looking for support. A large bit of support would come from volunteerism on a national level. But we also have a wish list that's available on our website. Was interested to meet and connect with the gentleman just before me with Orchard because we do accept donated computers. In all of the operations that we have, wherever we establish them, we have learning literacy libraries as well as we have computer learning labs.
All right. So give him an example of some of the wish lists that you have. Whenever I have an organization on, I like to get you to be able to do that.
Sure. Absolutely. Again, I think the top of our list is volunteerism, with the fact where we could have educators come in and support the well-being of our resident populations, books, any type of educational material that we could share with both adult and youth populations, as well as donated computers and any kind of services. So any organization or individual that might be able to support self-sufficiency within a resident. So if they could support education, financial literacy, budgeting, those types of things.
Now, their website is rainbowhousing.org, and the phone number is area code 623-889-3391. One of the things, too, and I know that, you know, I'm just moving here for a second, is because it's closing to the end of the year, and a lot of times people would love to be able to donate because it's a write-off, too. So I want to get that out there. Now, with your examples of the programs, how do those services get delivered?
We hire what we refer to as resident service coordinators. So in any facility where we own and operate or we're doing a fee-for-service program, we will hire a resident service coordinator who is someone who manages the delivery of our programs and services. So that would be an individual who would be housed right within that community that people could come to as a resource. We additionally provide volunteers. We work with collaboration, so we will collaborate with organizations such as the YMCA, Family First, a number of organizations that, again, can collaborate with us and bring services and programs to the resident populations. We build the volunteer pools, and then we'll partner with organizations as well to bring in food banks or libraries, again, computer literacy, financial literacy, those types of things, banking institutions.
All right. Again, let me get this information out. The phone number is area code 623-889-3391. It's rainbowhousing.org. So in addition to direct services on the part of the coordinator, how else does Rainbow make a difference in the residents' lives?
One of the key things that we believe is a catalyst in what we do is preventing homelessness. So if we can take a resident population that is already typically low income, which the majority of our audience is probably that right now with the economic challenges of all of our lives right now, is if we can pull in different resources and connect people to different opportunities that will prevent them from being homeless, prevent foreclosures, prevent evictions in the multifamily industry, then those are the advantages that we could do in supporting them retaining or sustaining their housing. We connect people to opportunities such as education, life skills. Again, our after-school programs allow the adult population to become employed because they won't have the expense of after-school daycare. And self-sufficiency. So just general life skills on how do you maneuver through life in a way that allows you to remove the barriers and makes you or puts you in a position to be successful.
So there's a lot of people out there that are in this position, you know, that might need your services, can they call you? Can anyone call you and ask them what, you know, what do we do? We're losing, we lost our home or what have you. We don't know where to go. What do, can anyone call you?
Anyone can call us. From the resource database that we have, we can definitely connect people to opportunities that we may not be able to directly provide. Our forte is to provide those services within the community living setting. So the majority of our services are provided to owners and investors of apartment communities, multifamily communities, where we can support that effort. We have done outreach through Avondale, those types of things, city governments, where we have provided a resource to them and been available and been an advocate for residents to connect them to opportunities.
Now, again, your phone number is area code 623-889-3391. And the website is rainbowhousing.org. How does Rainbow Services, how do they enrich housing model? How does it impact the poverty that's going on?
Sure. I think the way that it impacts them.
I meant the property. I said that wrong.
I think I'll answer both your questions. Impacting poverty, if we can take a resident population and help build their capacity to change their lives, whether it means increasing their education, increasing their job readiness, those things are going to impact poverty. They're going to be able to become sustainable, valued residents of communities. So I think that impacts all of us from an economic standpoint. From a property standpoint, our owners, investors are always enriched by the financial stability of their assets because of the programs that we provide. Meaning if we can take a community and make them viable and valued residents of the community, therefore sustaining their occupancy in the community, this decreases the cost to the actual owner investor. They're not turning over the property. They're not having the concession factor. They're having an increased cash flow to the bottom line. They don't have all of those associated costs with a troubled resident population. Many times we see where if we can engage the youth population in an after-school program, they're not out vandalizing the property. Therefore, that correlates or comes full circle to the financial performance of the asset, where they're not having the expense of the vandalism, the graffiti, those types of things. And we've also seen in our data mining that we can also reduce criminal events that happen on the property. We can remove criminal elements from the property because we've increased the value from the resident population. And the perceived value of a community, even the surrounding community, that this is a viable place to live, that this is a viable community.
Now, again, I want you to tell them who you're reaching out to so they understand. Lots of listeners. Go ahead.
Sure. I think we're reaching out to two different forums. We're reaching out to owners and investors to say, those of you in the multifamily industry that are struggling with your vacancy, if you can pull in a resident service program, a unique service-enriched housing model such as what we're delivering, you can change your community from within. We sometimes forget, and I've been doing this for, I think, almost 25 years now, we forget that the residents of the communities are the catalyst in making changes. So our industry, unfortunately, has tasked the site-level management teams to push occupancy, push rent, push that. We can no longer do that. The economy has changed. What we need to do is place value in the resident population, and therefore, it will easily change the community. It will change the financial performance of the asset. So I reach out to our industry, you know, Arizona, you know, multi-housing industry, and on a national level, all of the housing industries, to say, the United States of America has a problem with homelessness. We in the industry of multifamily have the capacity and the ability to positively impact that. And if you can do that by removing people from the homeless population or preventing them from becoming homeless by tapping into a unique service-enriched housing model, we can make that definite change. And that impacts both. So now we've addressed our investors and our owners and said, this works, this model works. And also the fact that we're serving the social service mission. In doing that, we are changing and impacting in a very favorable position the resident population.
Now, again, their phone number is area code 623-889-3391. The website is rainbowhousing.org. What are your final words?
I think my final words is, one, to our owners and investors, seize the opportunity to tap into a program that has proven ability to make a difference, not only from a human nature standpoint, but from a financial standpoint. Invest in something that has a return on your investment. And this clearly does. It's very easily tangible in the data mining that we've done to clearly show that this works. And it not only works from a business model standpoint, it works from a service-enriched housing model standpoint, and therefore it supports the resident population. And then I say to the resident populations, find a community that has a service-enriched housing model. See the value in communities where they are providing additional services to you. This is something that we should be doing as an industry.
All right. Again, Their phone number is area code 623-889-3391. It's rainbowhousing.org. They can go on the website, and can they find that wish list for you?
Absolutely can find the wish list. They can also tap into web-based learning modules that'll teach them how to interview, how to be job ready, a number of and variety of different things that they can tap into on our website.
The website is rainbowhousing.org. The phone number is area code 623-889-3391. Maybe you want to help out with them in their wish list too. It's the end of the year. Everybody would love a helping hand. And also volunteers, big time volunteers, rainbowhousing.org.